It's been 2 months, Miss Arts. 2 months. What happened in those 2 months?
I don't know a whole lot. We had snow, Valentine's Day, we had a PD day.
We had a lot of busy stuff going on. We couldn't really, I feel like every time we try to sit down, then something got.
Schedule's been crazy.
Yeah. March is upon us. Mm-hmm. You just said before we clicked the record button that there is daylight savings coming up. What does that mean? Did we lose an hour or gain an hour?
We lose an hour, but we will have our first 7 p.m. sunset, which I think is a positive.
So when I'm driving in, it will be dark than it is now, but lighter on my drive home. Is that how it works?
I guess. I don't know.
I forgot.
You drive, you leave a lot earlier than I do.
Well, I guess so.
Light when I leave.
I feel like there's that door again. I feel like it's been, I feel like I just want everybody on the same time. I'm a big, same time zone, everybody.
Yeah. I thought they talked about doing it, but I guess not. I think there are some places who do, right?
Who, don't have a time zone?
Or, yeah, they don't, change. No, they don't change. Oh, no time zone. That's two different things, right?
I don't know.
Time zone and daylight are two different things.
Maybe, yeah. All right, so we're getting off the trail here. All right, either way, March is in us. You ready for this next episode here?
Yeah.
All right, 3, 2, 1. Welcome back to Beyond the Bell. My name is Ryan Pina. I am the principal over at OMS.
And I am Stacey Arts, principal of TES and supervisor of special services.
So this is our first episode back in about 2 months. I think our last episode was right before winter break. And we are glad to kind of be back with you with another exciting podcast. I feel like I've kind of missed this a little bit.
Do you really?
Yeah, I think so. I think we had I feel like we had a nice 2 episodes, and I feel like, you know, it was a good springboard, and then we kind of got stalled for different reasons. But I think I'm glad to be back.
Yeah, I mean, I think we've gotten some positive feedback in the meantime. Yeah. People have kind of asked if you're going to do another one.
Yeah.
We had the microphones and stuff set up in my office all day today.
Yeah.
And I can't tell you how many people walked in and were asking, oh, what are you doing?
Okay.
And I was like, podcast. And they're like, right now.
All right.
And
that's good.
I think there was definitely people expressed more interest than I think when we just kind of had put it out there.
Okay.
So I think we have some future.
All right. Yeah. I feel like we have to get back on the wheel and let's maybe send out a few more right in a row. So, all right. So we are going to have our normal setup for the episode. So right now we're going to talk about some events coming up for the district and our two schools. And then we hear that background. That's in Miss Art's office. That's okay. We're going to do some events for the back for the month. And then we are going to have our special guest, and then we'll close out the episode. So, Ms. Arts, can you lead us off with some of the district events we have coming up?
Sure. So I think it's important to note that both the HSA meeting this month and our Board of Ed meeting were both date changes for the month of March. So HSA will be on March 10th, and our Board of Education meeting will be on March 18th. We also have the HSA bingo, will be March 14th at OMS.
Looking forward to that. I will be there with bingo night. I'll be calling out the numbers, so I'm looking forward to that. I think it's my third year. Okay. Third year doing it. Yeah, looking forward to it.
It is a big event. We also, on March 28th, have the day off for students because we have an in-service.
Okay.
At school. March 13th and March 14th are parent-teacher conferences. So that portal was open on real time. And I think there should be some communication at this point between parents and teachers. This is we have that smaller window of time for conferences in the spring. So not every student needs a conference.
Right. Yeah. So it's sign up on real time. And then if not, you can always, obviously, at any time, contact your teachers to get some updated news on your child.
Yep. Those same dates, the March 13th and 14th, are also our preschool and kindergarten registration days. So it'll be during the day, that half day afternoon, on Thursday and Friday, and then Thursday evening. There were signups available, and Ms. Brown is taking those. We have pre-registration online that can be completed, and then bringing in documentation and meeting with our secretaries and the nurses on that, either of those days, to get ready for the 25-26 school year.
All right, perfect.
And then finally in March, we have an author visit on March 31st, thanks to the HSA. And information about that had gone home already, where you have the opportunity to order or pre-order books from the author who will be visiting. So we are really excited for that.
Nice. So that was district, also TES. Over at OMS on 319 and 320, we have our OMS drama performance, Paranormal High School. I'm really looking forward to this. I know that the students have been working hard during their rehearsals. So I'm always looking forward to seeing what the students do, you know, in a different light, you know, see them, you see them in the hallways, see them in the classroom, but kind of have them show off their abilities is always a nice thing to see during their production. So I'm looking forward to that as well. All right. We have a special guest this episode. We have Miss Angelino. She's going to talk to us a little bit about the NJSLA process. And I'm really looking forward to that conversation. So that's coming up next.
Talking with Miss Angelino today. This episode is going to be an alternative to our Parent Academy that we had scheduled this month. More information will come about future Parent Academies, but we wanted to take an opportunity to learn a little bit more about Miss Angelino and also provide information about NJSLA testing that is coming up and some strategies for parents and students when we are entering the testing season.
So first of all, welcome, Ms. Angelino. You are the newest admin on or in Tabernacle. What is that like, I guess, to start us off? Just how are you feeling about Tabernacle? How's the transition going from teacher into administration?
It's been a great transition, a great experience. Everybody has been very welcoming. I'm learning a lot, getting to know the town, the district. It's just been a great start to the year.
Can you talk to us a little bit about your experience before Tabernacle? Where you came from, what you taught, everything in between?
Sure. This is my 22nd year in education. I started out as a classroom teacher. I was a second grade teacher, moved to third, and then taught fifth grade for a while. I then moved into the interventionist role, which led me up to last year. And then I decided I was ready for something more. I was ready to make an impact in a different capacity, in a different way. So I kind of took a leap of faith, and luckily it landed me here in Tabernacle.
Now you have like a whole family of educators, right? Like,
yes.
Like, how does that help you? Does that, like, what's that, how's that molded you kind of into who you are, you know, today?
I think it's been a asset to have that many educators in my family. I think just bouncing off ideas, you know, the conversations that come, different perspectives, I think it's just definitely been an asset throughout my career.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's a great thing, a great resource to have, especially on, you know, good days and bad days, just to have that ability to kind of bounce ideas off of them.
I pretty much have a family member in every, you know, level of education. So it's definitely been a good experience, a good you know, resource, like you said.
Yeah. And then just the time now that you're not in the classroom, do you miss it at all? I know it's been a couple months, I guess, technically. Is there any aspect of maybe missing that classroom atmosphere?
I think I, in the role that I have, being able to go into the classrooms and see what's going on and interact with the students has kind of fulfilled me not missing it as much, because I still have that opportunity to go in, talk with the students, you know, see what they're learning, kind of, you know, interact, join in if I can. So in that respect, it's been an easier transition that I'm not completely removed.
Right. Or at least like that immediate, right? Like,
right.
Yeah.
Right.
All right. So let's dive into NJSLA. I know that this is supposed to be a parent academy, and we kind of maybe decided to deliver it this way, in this form. Give us some things that maybe you would have, or like, I guess some bullet points that you would have maybe delivered in the Parent Academy of like things that are leading up. And then we'll kind of get into some of the details. I know you have some like tips and tricks for us, but what were kind of like the main points of the Parent Academy that you were going to, you know, present to the community?
Well, testing will begin in the month of May. Spring break does kind of lead us into testing, so it will be a quick turnover from when we come back. The testing is done in students in grades 3 to 8 in reading and math. Only grades 5 to 8 will do the science portion of the NJSLA. And there's different for ELA. There's 2 units, so 2 days of ELA, 3 days of math, and 2 days of science.
I know that you probably went through about like 50 different schedules trying to figure it out. Can you talk about like, I know, like, I guess the big process is like trying to make sure it is as seamless for the mass. Just talk to me about making that schedule and what that was like.
I think the ultimate goal was to ensure that the district, all grade levels, all departments as a whole, were going to have the best outcome, you know, best success for the schedule that was created. And I think by the way we looked at all different aspects, the 50 different versions, I think we came with what we thought would be the best for the district as a whole.
Yeah, I think that I can say from our perspective, we appreciate the time, and I think all of those testing versions, and I know there was feedback from a lot of different stakeholders in the process, because it is a transition, right? We have third graders who are going to be testing for the first time. Mm-hmm. We're coming out of spring break. Then we have fifth and eighth grade who are both doing the science testing, which we're really focusing on this year. So I think from us, we appreciate it, and I hope everybody else does too. Now, our students here, thinking about them, what are some techniques you would recommend, or, you know, what are your recommendations as they enter those days where they will be testing?
I think one of the easiest things that they could do is to make sure that during that time that they go to get a good night's sleep, have a good breakfast, you know, as prepared as possible walking into the door of school. While they're taking their test, you know, take their time, but manage their time wisely. You know, it is a timed assessment, so they have to be able to manage their time wisely, but not rush through the test as well. You know, if they're finishing early, go back, check your answers. There may be some that you were unsure of. You know, use that time wisely if you do finish early. I know the classroom teachers will be working very hard with preparing their students. So utilizing those test-taking strategies that will be taught inside their classrooms will definitely be something that they should take with them. And I think the most important is to be confident, to show what you know, because we know you've worked hard all year, and we just want it to show in their assessments.
Yeah, I think that's, you know, one of the things that we talked about, especially at the middle school level, is hopefully those students are actually taking that full time, right? Because, you know, I think sometimes it's like, oh, I have 30 minutes to do this and I get done in 10. And maybe they should continue to work on something or improve something in those last 20 minutes that they have. So that time is there for them to use. And I think they should have the ability to get as close to that end time as possible.
And I am confident that that will be something that is reiterated in the classrooms leading up to testing as well.
What are some things that parents can do at home to better prepare their children and support them through the process? Or maybe even, you know, what are some things that you would recommend saying, like, you know, I can talk about what I say to my own kids before they, you know,
absolutely
go into school those days that I know they're testing. And it's a little bit different for each kid. So any recommendations for our parents at home?
I mean, I would say the same thing. Ensure that they get a good night's sleep, a good breakfast in the morning so that they are fully prepared. I think it's important to stay positive and encourage them, you know, focus on all the hard work that they did throughout the year and, you know, the progress that they made instead of the overall outcome of the test. You know, use the strategies that they're taught, take their time and do their best. You know, that's what I always tell my kids, you know, with any assessment, whether it's a state assessment or a regular math test, you know, all we ask is that you do your best, take your time. And hopefully those results will transfer over.
Is there a timeline for our families at home that you think that they should be talking with their students about NJSLA? You know, is it something that that conversation should be ongoing throughout the year? Is it like time now? Do we wait a little bit as we get closer?
I mean, I'm sure time now. I would hate for anybody to get over anxious about the test by talking about it too much. But our plan as a district is to provide resources for parents that they could use, whether at home, with their student, with their children, to kind of better inform them as well. So those things will be coming out leading up to the month of testing.
So like a more detailed version of what you're telling us now
Correct.
Will go out in some way. Do you know what
Yes.
that's going to look like yet?
Well, we will like to get out the schedule to parents sooner than later so that they are prepared with when their child will be testing, which would be hopefully beneficial if they have to make doctor's appointments. They can probably hopefully avoid making them during those testing times. So we would like to get that out. And then just more information on what to expect, like what your child will be saying, to give them some resources to help them, even ways to support them at home and know what they'll be doing during that testing time.
And that'll be shared through Parent Square?
Yes, or Parent Square or the newsletter.
Yes.
Okay. So we haven't yet decided where, but one way or the other, it'll be communicated out to the parents.
Awesome. All right. Well, I think we only have really one more question for you. And this is, I mean, to me, it's the most important question. Although the NJSLA news was great, we had to finish with our open door. And this is something that we do for each of our podcasts. Yes. As you pointed out, it might be our closing door.
It's a closing door.
I'm going to go with an open door, but okay. So our open door question is, where do you have the best French fries? So just to kind of let you think a little bit about it, I have like a local restaurant that I go to called Tommy's and Miss Arts. You're going to stick with McDonald's?
I mean, McDonald's would be my favorite fry. Okay. Absolutely.
So do you have a favorite fry?
All right. I probably needed to know this question ahead of time. Favorite fry?
Yeah, I mean, are you like a waffle fry?
No, I'm not. Okay. I'm not a waffle fry.
So Chick-fil-A is
out. I do like Chick-fil-A.
Okay, well,
I mean, if I had to pick one like that, it would have to be McDonald's because I do think they have the best fries. But if I had to think of like a restaurant.
Yeah. Either way, I mean, it's really up to you what the best fry is.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Miss Arts on this one.
Okay, McDonald's. Ding it up. Ding, ding, ding for Miss Arts. All right, so best friend try, McDonald's.
Yeah.
Okay.
Final answer.
All right. Well, thank you for joining us. We appreciate it. And we look forward, you know, to continue working with you and, you know, seeing what great things you kind of bring to this district.
Thank you for having me on your podcast.
All right. Thank you. Our third guest, Ms. Angelino, that was a great conversation I thought we had with her. Anything stand out to you in that conversation that we just had?
I think it was a really good mix of kind of who Ms. Angelino was and then her tips and tricks for NJSLA testing. I think she had a lot of good ideas for our families and students. I'm looking forward to seeing what, you know, kind of comes out in the future. But I think the conversation about her family of educators is interesting.
Yeah.
Because I think it's always neat to hear, you know, different people's experiences.
Yeah, and the background with the with the profession, right? And you know, kind of what she has when she goes home, right? At the end of the day. Yeah, I really enjoyed her tips and tricks. I thought the it was a great point about like scheduling. You know, once you kind of know the NJSLA scheduling, if we, you know, if any parents could help us out with, you know, trying to make sure the students are here on time and not being pulled during those, you know, particular hours of the day, that would be great help to us, especially as we try to, you know, get everybody in and done taking the test. All right. And then obviously we have to talk about her French fries. She went with you with the McDonald's French fries. I hope that people like, I mean, I guess I just feel McDonald's is kind of like an easy answer.
No.
Okay.
I don't think that's true. All right. I think it's supposed to be like what you think, right? Like I would have said McDonald's is my favorite. Like I would get a McDonald's fry just like any random day. Like if I were to pass a McDonald's and I was even the slightest bit hungry, I would get a fry.
Okay.
And a Shamrock Shake. Right now, like that's
the combination.
Like I could go for that right now.
Actually. I don't know if you noticed, I said waffle. Fry, very weird if you pick up on it when you listen. Yeah, I have it stuck in my head, one of those things, those mistakes. All right. Well, thank you for joining us for episode 3. Like we said earlier, we hope to send out a few more episodes in the very near future and have some new and exciting guests that will hopefully bring a new element to our podcast. Thank you.